This is John Walden, Colorado Springs, ready to have another Bible study with you. We're going to look at a man in the Old Testament whose name was Asa. A-S-A. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 tells us a little about this man. After Abijah died, Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days, the land was quiet 10 years, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Now, there are some who tell us that we learn from these Old Testament characters that if we do what's good and right, that we'll be Christians. But this is not what the Bible teaches. It very plainly says in the 11th verse, "And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord." When did God become his God? Well, we're not told. But we do know that he called God his God. In the New Testament, this is all very clear. And we learn our doctrines from the New Testament, and then find illustrations of these in the Old Testament. What does the New Testament tell us about how we begin with God? Well, the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was a very religious man, "Ye must be born again." And the new birth, we're told, takes place when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. "As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Being born of God, we're told in 1 Peter 1, is being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Yes, there has to be a time when you begin with God. You were not born a Christian when you were born into this world. It is necessary for you to be born into God's family, just as you were born into Adam's family by your first birth. You must receive Christ. This is not joining the church or being baptized or any of the other things, many of which are good and right in their own proper place. But beginning with God is acknowledging our need and receiving him for our own Savior. Now this man went on to do good because he knew God. We're told in chapter 15 and verse 17 that his heart was perfect with the Lord. That doesn't mean that he was sinlessly perfect, of course. He showed that later on in his life. He made some very bad mistakes. But his heart was right with the Lord because he had turned to the Lord and accepted him, put his confidence in him. He believed God's word. Now this man took a stand right away. He did a few negative things and he did a few positive things. I'd like to point them out to you. In the 14th chapter, we're told that he took away, this is 2 Chronicles 14 and 3, he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves. Verse 5, "And he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images." You see, there were a few things here that had to be straightened out. If this man is going to go on for God, he's got to get rid of some of these bad things that have been carried over from the days of Abijah. If you're going to go on for God, there are a few things in your life that ought to be taken away. Now, don't make the mistake of trying to clean up your life before you come to Christ. You must receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior first. But you say, "Shouldn't I clean up before I let him in?" No, you must let him in and let him do the cleaning up. Now, here's how we are to clean up. There are certain things that don't belong in our lives. They're called idols. These need to be put away. As a believer in the Lord Jesus, what are you depending on instead of God? Well, that's an idol. Get rid of it. Then we're told, too, in the other account of this man, back in the Book of the Kings, that he put the Sodomites out of the land. That is, he put sin away. I don't know what the besetting sin is in your life. I don't know what bad habits you have carried with you since you received Christ as your Savior. But I'm sure this much, the Lord would like to have you put them out of your life. Why, this man was so earnest for the Lord that he even removed the Queen Mother. According to chapter 15, verse 16, also concerning Maacah, the mother or grandmother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in the grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. You see, you've got to be willing to take sides with God, even against some of your own relatives. How many people have been hindered from going on for God because they put their relatives ahead of the Lord? But there were some very positive things in the life of Asa. Also here in chapter 14, we're told that he built fenced cities for Judah. Now, there was no war, but still he fortified the city. He said, let's build these cities. Let's make walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us. Let's fortify ourselves against the future. And a Christian can fortify himself against enemies by the reading of the Word of God and by prayer, by attending meetings, by fellowship with other Christians. What are you doing to build? What kind of a builder are you in your own life? What are you doing to help build up your fellow Christians? This resulted in peace and quiet, we're told in verses 5 to 7. And then, war did come shortly after this. Zerah the Ethiopian came with far more soldiers than Asa had. But Asa did the wise thing. He turned to the Lord in prayer. And this resulted in the first of the great revivals in Judah. There were four of them. Asa led the people back to God in revival because he led them to call upon the Lord and to expect from God. He united the people of God. He got them together, got them to working together, as well as winning battles together. And then later on in this same chapter, you find that led them in liberality to the Lord. He was a liberal giver himself, and he led the people to become liberal givers unto the Lord. All of this was a result of his confidence in God. The Lord gave him these victories, and the Lord used him, made him a blessing, because there was a balance of negative and positive Christianity in his life. That proved that he was real. Now, your good works, according to the Bible, will not save you. By grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But the next verse says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Your good works will not save you, but your good works will prove that you have something real. Well, if we could stop the story here, it would sound very nice. Asa seemed to be a good man. And for a great part of his life, at least 36 years of his life, he went on well. But the last five, they were filled with decline, spiritual backsliding. 3 years of backsliding, followed by 2 years of disease, during which time his son, Jehoshaphat, evidently had to help with the kingdom. Now, what caused all this? Well, in the 16th chapter, we're told that Baasha, the king of Israel, came up against him. Now, Baasha was not nearly as strong an enemy as this man from Ethiopia, But he forgot to trust the Lord. He began to fear. Am I talking to some Christian who trusted the Lord about salvation, but you're afraid about something now that's coming into your life? Can't trust the Lord about your daily bread, about a job, about health? Oh, brother and sister, turn to God. Don't turn to someone else. This man turned to Syria for help. It resulted in his giving away God's treasures. And then a man came to him, a seer came to him, and said, Asa, you're doing wrong. This is not the Lord's way. Instead of Asa listening to him, he put him in jail. That's how far you can get away from the Lord. And then says that he even oppressed some of the people. He had led these people on for God, and now he begins to oppress them. We're told that the servant that says that his master is not coming back right away will begin to beat his fellow servants. How many Christians we have out of touch with the Lord, not looking for the Lord's coming, and they're hindering their fellow Christians instead of helping them. Well, the result was that this man was diseased in his feet. But in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physicians. Now, these were not bona fide doctors, but we know from other passages that these were the magicians. He was looking to evil men for help instead of looking to God. He could have been restored. I'm sorry, I can't tell you that he was. He died shortly after this. The Lord removed him. He could have been restored to the Lord. He could have gone happily for the Lord. He could have had a wonderful ending for his life. And you and I may have too. The Lord would like to restore us to himself and lead us on for himself. And I beg of you, if things are not right, to get before the Lord in honest confession and see that they are right. If you've never made the choice that Asa made at the beginning of his life, I beg of you to do this just now. Say yes to the Lord Jesus. Put your trust in him. Accept the Savior. Our Father, we thank you that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again. We thank you for eternal life as a gift, and we thank you for thy patient daily care. Help us to trust thee always. In his name, amen.